Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. This will be a tape with Sidney J. Harris, an old-time riverboat captain on the Columbia and the Willamette. If you would, when were you on the river?
1913 till I retired.
Uh-huh. And what did you operate?
Stern wheelers.
Oh, you did. Oh, very good. Yeah. Now, who'd you work for?
Shaver Transportation.
Oh, did you? Uh-huh.
I worked for them for 52 years.
Is that right? Well, what was operating a stern wheeler like? Was it a, what was your run? Was it to Astoria or up to the Cascades or just here in the harbor or what?
No, I run from, I towed logs out of Astoria.
We did. Uh-huh.
And we even go up river.
Uh-huh.
And Cascade locks down.
Uh-huh. What was the name of your ship?
Well, I worked on all the Shavers. He had 7 of them, and I worked on all of them.
Uh-huh. Did you have a favorite?
No. No, they're all the same.
They were. What was the name of some of them?
Oh, there's a Henderson.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Cascades.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Dixon. No Wonder. One. And I worked on the bottling moving ships, catching ships during the war.
Where was this, in Portland here?
Right here in Portland Harbor.
Oh, uh-huh.
From Swan Island down to Gunma, off of Swan Island, the tankers off Swan Island, and the big ones over to Vancouver, and those down at down there by Terminal 4.
Oh, yeah. How, did you take passengers on these, or were they just, just freight and logs?
Uh-huh. That's it.
Towing.
Ships and logs.
Uh-huh. Also. I see.
Move ships and tow logs.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What kind of, how many did you have in your crew?
13.
13 to operate one of those?
Yeah.
That's quite a few.
12 men and a cook.
Uh-huh. And what was the toughest part of the river at that time? Up by the Cascades?
Well, that was the swiftest part, yes.
Uh-huh. Did the river shift quite a bit? I mean, the bars and everything?
Oh, yeah,
snagged?
All the time, all the time. They were shifting, they were dredging the river all the way, all the time.
Uh-huh. Did you have ever have any real trouble, any accidents or near accidents with them, or any dangerous situations?
I cost the company many thousand dollars. Many thousand.
How'd you do that?
By running into things, going aground, ripping the bottom out of them, sinking them.
It's a pretty good life, though, isn't it?
Oh, well,
did you enjoy
not
it?
Bad. Uh-huh. Not bad.
I often wondered how I only rode on. I don't think I ever rode on one of those stern wheelers. My folks did, but. Of course, there's none of them left except the old Portland.
And I run her for about 9 years.
Oh, did you?
I was on the Portland moving ships entirely then,
uh-huh.
The Portland.
Uh-huh.
And I moved all those ships in Astoria. I took all the ships that were here in Portland. I took them pretty near all of them down, 8 or 10 at a time.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you have for, when you navigated, you kind of navigated just by guessing by God, didn't you?
Oh,
you didn't have any radar or anything in those days.
No, there was no radar then. Radar went in just about a year before I quit.
Uh-huh. What did you do? You just have to know the river.
That's right. You got your signal lights all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
You got your rangers and your lights. You have range lights, and then you have lights. Lights and range lights.
Was there quite a bit of competition between the different boats or companies?
Well, there was about four companies on the river then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jones and Horsford, Shaver, Smith.
What was the second one? Jones and what?
Smith.
Hmm.
And Shaver.
Mm-hmm.
And Horsford. And O'Reilly. Over for on all of them boats.
Mm-hmm. What kind of wages did you make, you know, when you started in?
$30 a month to start with.
$30?
A month.
Gee whiz. But you got your meals.
Oh, yes. That's all you did get.
Gosh, that wasn't very much money, was it? Really? Of course, things didn't cost what they do now.
If it was less than a dollar a day, you might as well say you had 31 days of less than a dollar a day.
Mm-hmm. Golly. Well, tell me, are a lot of the stories about the waterfront true concerning the Shanghai that used to go on?
Not when I came on in 1913.
That was all over and done with.
All the Shanghai was ever done was down in Astoria.
I see.
Put them on the ocean going ships and take them out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But you probably heard some of the stories. They were true, weren't they? I guess they were, yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess they were. I don't know, and I got no proof that they were.
Well, you hear these things, and you hear that Portland waterfront was pretty tough.
I guess it was early in that.
Yeah.
Before I came out to this country.
Uh-huh. Well, they were still running passenger boats too, weren't they, at the time?
Yes. Yeah, the small boats were running passenger. Well, I don't think Shaver ever run any passenger ships.
Uh-huh.
It was all log towing and shipbuilding.
Uh-huh.
And barges and uh-huh. stuff like that.
You know him pretty well? He's quite a guy.
Homer
Shaver.
I knew Homer Shaver before he even started on the river. He was in college when I first knew
him. Is that right?
Back in Massachusetts.
Oh, is that so? Is that how you went with him out here? You looked him up? Or?
No, I just fell into the job.
Mm-hmm.
I worked as a logger on the boats at first.
Oh, did you?
For the first 2 years.
Oh, you did?
And then I got my mate's license, then I got my pilot's license, then I got my skipper's license. I run skipper for about over 50 years.
Gee whiz. Well, did you ever have much trouble with your crews? Did you ever have kind of bad apples that you had to get rid of or anything?
I never fired but one man in all my years.
Is that right?
I never fired but one man.
What happened there?
Well, he wouldn't do his work, so I had to fire him.
But what was he?
He was lazy.
Was he a deckhand or?
A deckhand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long did it take you to make the runs from, say, Astoria up to Portland?
Well, sometimes we had two boats on one raft. So it would take 70 some odd hours with two rafts. With a raft.
Did you have to stop along the way and refuel? Were you burning wood or what were you doing?
We burned oil.
You did.
All
well, they were steam driven, weren't they?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard of cases where the old boilers would blow up on them.
Shaver had two of them blow up.
Did he?
Yeah, the Dixon blew up in the state of Washington. There's another one.
Anybody get hurt or
one man, three, no, two men get killed on the Dixon, and one man get killed on the state of Washington, fireman.
You never had any trouble like that with your boat, so.
Oh, I just sunk mine, and I've had none.
You sunk yours. How'd you do that? You hit something on the
little slat trap.
Oh?
Hit a slat trap. That piling driven way down into the surface of the water, and you couldn't see even see them.
Uh-huh.
So I just run over the top of them and the bottom of them.
You didn't lose any lives on that, so did you?
No, I never lost any. Never even got their feet wet.
It was close to shore, was it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Were they able to salvage the boat?
Oh, yeah.
They were. Well, those boats, they were work boats anyway, weren't they? There was nothing fancy about them, really, was there? There wasn't anything very fancy about them. They were just work boats, you know.
They
like the passenger ones, they had pretty good furnishings in some of those.
Yeah, Cascades was a passenger boat for years before that.
Was it?
Before Schaefer got it.
Uh-huh.
And then we lost it. We run her around and wrecked her and put her on the beach and they burned her up later on.
Oh. How, what kind of meals did you serve on these?
Good meals, best.
What kind of food was it?
Anything you wanted.
Uh-huh.
Two or three different kind of meats at the table every noon.
Uh-huh.
You get anything you wanted to eat. Just as it was a family affair. We had a woman cook.
Uh-huh. Oh, you did?
All that woman cook.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Has to keep the language down.
I see. well, those women must have had quite a life too, among all those men. They must have really.
They were always old women.
They were.
Always old women. Mm-hmm. They only had one young one on them. Mm-hmm.
Because in the logging camps, they didn't have very many women cooks in the early days.
No, they were all men.
Yeah, yeah.
The language in there was rotten, and what ours was, and that had to be pretty rotten.
Well, can what do you think of the way the waterfronts changed? I'm not talking about the strike or anything like that, but do you think it's a lot better now, or do you think the Portland waterfront's gone downhill, or what?
No, the waterfront is all right. That longshoreman would stay off it, it'd be all right. I don't like the longshoremen.
You don't?
They're a bunch of grafters. They want everything on the waterfront. Don't want anybody else on the longshoremen.
Yeah.
That's what they're fighting now with their steamship owners.
Well, it's sure hurting everybody on this strike right now. Yeah, it's really kind of bad. Did they ever have any strikes like that on the stern with the stern hooters?
I was 50 years of the master's mates and pilots, and we never had a strike.
Is that right?
To this day, she hadn't had a strike, but they're off now because the longshoremen are off. There's no job to be done.
Yeah, they can't do anything
with that. Firstly, Masters, racing pilots never had a strike for over 50 years.
You say you were raised in Massachusetts, were you?
No, Connecticut.
Connecticut. Oh, well, how, you just kind of drifted into the steamboat business?
Oh, no, I went to sea in the merchant service for a couple of years, and then I joined the Navy in 1904.
Oh,
nice. Put in for 4 years there. Then I came out to this country after that.
Well, were you on any of those old four masters or anything like that at one time, the old sailing ships?
No, I seen a lot of them, but I never was on one.
Well, there were quite a lot of them around here when you first...
Oh, yeah, there were a lot of them on this harbor when I came in here. Mm-hmm. Quite a lot of them sailing ships.
And there were those steam schooners that used to haul the lumber on the coast. Yeah. A lot of those.
Yeah, I knew
Did
a
you
lot
ever
of
work
them.
On those?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just worked on shaver's boats for about all the time I was on the river.
Uh-huh.
I didn't work on shaver. I never worked for an outside concern. Mm-hmm. Just shavers.
When you made those runs, were they daytime or did you run at night? Day and night.
We run 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. What does a skipper do when you're running day and night? You got a first mate that takes over? Or?
You know, you got a pilot to help you out.
Uh-huh.
And half the time you have to be up with him part of the time.
Uh-huh.
He gets into a fog way, the skipper gets up and helps him out. So you have nothing but compass course, that's all. You're on a compass all the time.
What about during the storm seasons? Did you continue to operate on
We never
that?
Stopped. No,
you
no.
never stopped?
No.
Not even when the river froze over? You had ice in the river? Did you?
We used to plow through it.
Plow through it.
I never seen it froze over but once the Willamette River. That we had to lay at the dock for about 3 or 4 days. That's
all. Oh, that right? What year was that? Remember?
I'm damned if I know. I've forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
My memory's gone.
Well, the old Columbia, a couple times, it got pretty icy too, as I recall.
Oh yeah, we used to plow through that. Mm-hmm. When we couldn't get, we could always get to St. Helens and then come up the slough from St. Helens.
Oh, I see. I would think it'd be pretty vicious up in that gorge, though, when
it would be
blowing and icy and cold.
It would be.
Did you ever make any runs in that kind of weather? You were fortunate.
We never went up there.
Oh, I thought you said you went up that way.
Up to the Dalles, yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's where my license ended.
Oh, I see.
Was up the Dalles. Yeah, my license only covered asteroid. Masquerade, Oregon City, and the Dalles.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Cascade Locks.
They kind of restricted you, didn't they?
That way.
You couldn't operate just anywhere on the river then.
Not with the boat I had, no.
Uh-huh. Now, what I mean as a captain, if you wanted to go to another line and operate, what did you have to do? Qualify all over again?
Well, you had to take another examination.
I see.
To get a little further extension on your license.
Well, what is your what did your exams consist of?
Oh, God, everything.
Did you have to show that you knew that part of the river?
Oh, yeah, you had to write it all out. That was all the examination.
I see.
And that's a Coast Guard examination.
Coast Guard did that.
Yeah.
You said you worked up, so it must have taken you, and you had to do quite a bit of studying and accumulating information in order to pass those tests.
It took me 3 days to write out my license.
Is that
right? My examination took me 3 days.
Is that right? Now, how old were you when you started then? You must have been...
About 35.
Oh, you were. You're up and you're kind of...
I'm 87.
You are. You don't look it. Not at all. I'll be darned.
I was born in 84.
Is that right? All right. Gee whiz. That's amazing. People, elderly people, they just really look and act and everything like youngsters these days, you know?
Yeah.
I got an aunt that's 92. They used to live down here a ways. And,
I got a brother, 88.
Is that right? And your mother, she still gets around real good. Well, I was trying to think if there was any other things you could tell me about. How about some of the other river skippers? You remember who any of them were?
Well, most of them are all dead now.
Yeah, but I mean, I just wondered who some of them were that were on the boats. Who were your friends?
Well, Skipper don't make very any friends.
He doesn't.
No.
He's got a long wolf, huh?
Yeah.
I just wondered, who's skipping some of those other Shaver boats? Do you remember who they were?
Oh, I forget. Oh, yes, they're all dead. There's Harry Chase and Dolby and...
Harry Chase, I haven't heard that name, I think.
Casey. Oh. Called in Casey.
Mm-hmm. And who was some of the others?
Oh, Dolby.
Dolby?
Yeah. S.S. Dolby. Henry Staten. Tommy Lowry. Mm-hmm. One thing I never remember is names.
Is that right?
I remember faces, but I never remember names.
Uh-huh. Well, it's kind of a trick to it, all right. It,
I see anybody on the street and I know them. I meet fellas on the street right now that I know who they are, but I don't know the names.
Uh-huh.
They tell me the first part of the name and I'll tell them the rest.
Uh-huh. Well, it's...
No, your mind goes blank after you're 75 or 80 years old. You,
is that right?
You just start to lose.
Mm-hmm. I always did have trouble with names. I had no
problem. I never forget a name.
Is that right?
You can always remember a name almost ever again.
I'm going to go down and talk to him about the waterfront. And I think it'd be kind of interesting. I'll tell him I talked to you, too, when I see him.
Well, he knows Happy.
Mm-hmm.
That was my nickname.
Oh, that was your nickname, Happy.
I bet there wasn't a person in 10,000 knew my name, my right name.
Is that right? All called you Happy or Hap, huh?
No, just Happy.
Just Happy.
Yeah.
Well, you said you worked in logging, too.
Oh yeah, I worked up the White Simon Logging Company at one time.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh. I drove Lewis River for 3 seasons.
Oh, was that right on those log runs?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I drove that river.
That ride the logs down, did you, or what?
Huh?
You ride the log rafts
down? No, we sacked them off the beach.
Oh.
We rolled them off the beach and they went down.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All of we drove them all the way from Tum Tum Canyon down.
Oh.
That's up on Bruce River.
Yeah.
Bruce River. Tum Tum Canyon down to Shirttail Canyon and then they're down. That's where the aerial dam is now, is Shirttail Canyon.
Yeah.
And then Tum Tum Canyon was just up above it.
Mm-hmm.
Up there with the Susan River.
That's tough work, isn't it?
You bet it is.
Yeah.
We lost, I think it's, we lost 12 or 13 men that year.
Is that
right? We lost 7 in the boat that I was in. There was 14 of us in a double-end bateau. When she tripped over, 7 of us came out of it. The other 7 stayed there.
What'd they do? Just dump them or what?
Well, we went from an eddy into the current and the water piled into the side and tipped the bateau.
Oh, I see. Gee whiz. How did you save yourself?
Well, I swam part way and a fella reached out with a stick and got me the rest of the way into the beach.
You were one of the lucky ones.
I was one of the lucky ones, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other 7 wasn't quite as lucky. The 6 wasn't quite as lucky.
Well, I'll tell you, now, it seems like no matter what phase of that work you were in, you were in danger, you know, whether you were felling trees or whatever you were doing. You know?
Well, I never done that.
I know, but I mean, those guys were in danger too, you know.
Oh, yes.
Whatever you did on that logging was really rugged. Boy, and the way they do it now, they just push buttons and get those trees out, you know. They don't, take any risks at all, really.
Well, they used to have to spring blood the trees, you know, them days.
Yeah.
No, they don't spring blood, and they just use to cut them right down.
Yeah.
And chainsaws, and they've had a chainsaw.
No, all that handsaw.
Yeah.
Boy. And they used a lot of dynamite and everything else, I guess, to get them out of there. So they were such big trees, too. You look at the pictures of them. Gee, they're just tremendous things.
We used to tow spruce rafters up the river with about 5 million feet in one raft.
Yeah.
And their logs were about 10, 12 foot in diameter. And spruce were during the
war. That was during the war in the spruce division.
Yeah.
Over in Vancouver they were headquartered, weren't they?
Well, we used to haul them out of it, the California Barrel.
Oh, did you?
That was the old Western Cooperage now, and that's gone out of existence.
Mm-hmm.
It was the old California Barrel.
Mm-hmm. Remember the old Jones Lumber Company, too? That was one of the big old outfits in Portland, wasn't it?
Jones run towboats.
Well, this is Jones Lumber up on the river. You never hauled for them.
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember in 1927 when Lindbergh landed down at Swan Island and they had to float the golden boats to get him off, and then they built a pontoon bridge or something so people could go see the plane? You remember that incident?
Well, I know they had him here, but I was working.
Oh,
I never got into town.
You weren't in it, you know.
No, I worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You didn't have much home life then, did you?
Well, I didn't even during the war.
Mm-hmm.
I had 9 days off in 2 years.
Is that right? You were working in the harbor then, weren't you?
No, I was partially in the harbor, and I was down river too.
Uh-huh.
As you went near Swan Island, you remember when Kaiser Shipyard burned?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was down there hauling them ships out of the pier there. Some of them were. I had the hose turned on my boat and the ship too to keep us from burning.
Hmm.
Ship was red hot when I took them out of there. Some of them were red hot.
Is that right? How many did you get out of there?
We got them all out.
You did how many? About how many?
It was about five of them up in the
uh-huh.
Or six.
Uh-huh. They never did anything with them anyway, did they?
Did they
finish them?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was quite.
They wouldn't let us land them at the dock. So two of them, they wouldn't let us put them alongside the dock.
Mm-hmm.
To burn the dock up, they didn't because
they were
hot.
Yeah, they were too hot. Hmm. Well, how'd you get lines aboard them, for crying out loud?
Well, they had a crew walking on the deck.
They did?
They had some men up on the deck there.
If they were that hot, how could they stand
it? Because it was a side day, the deck was way up over the top.
Oh.
See, they was on the deck, they caught our lines, and then haul them out.
I'd have thought that they would have fried them.
Just about, I guess.
Yeah. Oh boy, those shipyards are really something, I'll tell you. Well, that was quite a deal. Were you, let's see, you wouldn't have been around when they had that big foreign Astoria, would you, Ben? Or was that
I was down, I watched it yet. I was down in Blind Sloop getting a raft at the time.
Uh-huh.
When we seen the fire, we went down and watched it.
Uh-huh.
That's all I stayed at. We stayed out in the middle of the river and watched it.
Uh-huh.
Watched it burn, Astoria burn.
Didn't they used to have some, what they called fishing wars down there in Astoria?
Yeah, but that was before my time.
They were?
Yeah. Yeah, they used to, fishermen stood on the banks and shot at the fellows that were in the water. They killed quite a number of men during that fishing war.
Is that right?
Yeah, quite a number.
I remember those old sailing grounds down there. Gee whiz, they're all gone now too.
The fish wheels were still in existence when I came on.
They were?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, they had some wild times down in that area, I guess. You said they were still shanghaiing men for sea duty when
not to my knowledge. That's all hearsay with me.
Uh-huh, I see. Well, somebody was telling me that you could still see the places along the waterfront here where they used to take those guys down, but I don't know whether that's true or not.
Take what for?
Oh, the guys in Shanghai down there on Skid Road.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they have a Shanghai any out of Skid Row when I come on here.
Mm-hmm.
1913.
Well, I guess earlier than that, they used Shanghai a lot of Ericssons and some of those old saloons down there. Zion Stuart Holbrook wrote quite a bit about that, he knew some of the guys that did that sort of thing.
I didn't go work on this ditch here till 1913. See, that was all done then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any Shanghai until I was there.
You never worked down in Mississippi, did you, though?
No.
You didn't?
No.
This is the only place as far as river boats
yeah.
go.
That's mm-hmm. it. See, I came right straight across from the ocean, came right out to this country. I came out here in 1910.
Uh-huh. Well, it's quite different now, isn't it, than it was? A lot of people, a lot of changes in the last few years.
You bet there is.
Yeah. Do you like them or don't you?
I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Some people like them and some don't. I don't know. I hate to see Portland getting so big.
I do too. It was 135,000 population when I came here.
Yeah.
350 something now.
Well, there's a million in the area now, you know, in the three counties, you know. Which you have to count because transportation's so fast that they can get into. Yeah, it's I came here in 37 from California when I was 14. And, gee, when you look back doing this book, it certainly has been a lot of changes. They've torn down a lot of old landmarks, you know, and everything.
Well, there is Willamette Boulevard from Interstate to Greeley there. There was three houses on this street when I moved into this house.
Is that so?
47 years ago. I've been in this house 47
years. One of those houses must have been the house my grandparents had up here. They were right next near Interstate.
Yeah.
Lucia is her name.
My wife might know it. She was born and raised here.
Was she? But they lived up there, they didn't live there too long. They moved over near Jefferson High School, but they were up there for a while. The house is still standing.
Yeah.
But this 92-year-old aunt I was telling you about, she lived in that house.
Yeah.
But my dad was just, he was in high school at that time, about the time you came.
Yeah.
But they were living here on this street. Fact is,